Mission.
Cannot be completed as dialed. Please check the number and dial again.
It's 8:22 p.m.
8:22. You know, a lot of people think 8:22 is 2:28 backwards. Oh, but that is not the correct time. The correct time is actually 19:30 UTC, and that, my friends, is the time at which we always begin the Dubious Goals Committee. That's right, it's time for the Dubious Goals Committee. Hello, my name is Tobe. I'm the chairman of this committee. And I'm probably most well known for being the guy that likes to drink tea. So let's get some tea pouring here so we can drink some. Oh, look at that. Mmm. Oh, smell it. Smell it. So lovely. It's got that nutty sort of aroma. Oh, it's so good. It looks so hot, though. It's very steamy. Should I drink it? Let's go for it. Ooh, hot, hot, hot. Oh, it's good. Mmm. Oh my God, it's not even funny. I could just skip this entire show and just sit here and drink this tea because it's so good. Oh, yeah, that's what I needed. We're drinking Che Guan Yin again today. And I think maybe tomorrow, maybe later tonight, I might switch over to some Jinjin Mei. Or I might just go back to the Dahong Pao. I haven't decided yet. And speaking of decisions, I have a decision to make right now. And that's whether or not we should contact our numbers lady. You know, numbers lady, she's in the middle of a war right now. She's in a war zone. There's a lot of combat going on. And it's not safe for numbers lady. I don't want to risk her life. Because I know that due to the stress that she's under in the war zone, that she's just going to give us the same numbers as yesterday. She's not going to give us any freshy, fresh numbers, no. So, I don't know, maybe we should just try. If you're a betting man, bet on 409 and 882 while I ask the numbers lady, hey, numbers lady, what are the numbers?
The numbers are 316, number 406, number 409, number 412, number 430, number 436, number 851, number 882. Thank you.
See? See what I'm talking about there? Well, you're welcome, numbers lady, first of all, but numbers lady is under too much stress in the war zone. She's been in the war for so long. I think she has shell shock. She has PTSD, and we're not getting the random numbers that we need. Maybe numbers lady needs to go on vacation, or at least hiatus. Do we need to keep listening to the same random numbers every day? No, we don't, because that means they're not random numbers anymore, are they? So maybe numbers lady needs to go on vacation or hiatus until this war is over, until this conflict ends and peace returns. Oh, what the hell is wrong with numbers lady?
Ancient Chinese secret.
Oh my God, Mr. Lee, that's your answer for everything. Jeez. Next thing you're going to tell me you're also some kind of expert in, I don't know, clamps. And, oh, what are we supposed to do? What's a pipe clamp? What are we going to do about these clamps? We don't know what clamp to use. What the hell is a pipe clamp anyway? And how does it differ from a bar clamp?
A pipe clamp like this is used where you need to apply heavy-duty pressure because it won't bow, and its clutch and release won't give away. Uh-huh. You can swap out the span of a pipe to adapt it for long distances and reverse the clamp to use it as a spreader.
I see.
You'll use these a lot in remodeling or woodworking.
Oh.
A bar clamp is similar to a pipe clamp, but lighter. You'll use these for all kinds of repairs where you need to let glue set up.
Oh.
It usually has a ratcheting quick grip. A quick release feature is really nice to have.
Okay. This does clarify some things for me. I'm glad I know these differences between a pipe clamp and a bar clamp now. Okay. This makes more sense now. But I still don't understand what C clamps are for. Because, you know, I need like 2,400 pounds of pressure. What kind of clamp am I supposed to use? And can I use the C clamp to hold down my tablecloth? Because, you know, on a windy day, my tablecloth gets blown away. And should I use a C clamp for that with 2,400 pounds of pressure? What the hell is a C clamp?
The C clamp is named after its shape. It has a threaded clamping action, generally used for holding items stationary.
Oh.
This clamp can apply up to 2,400 pounds of pressure.
That's what I need.
Now, having several sizes of spring clamps or pinch clamps in your toolkit, car, RV, or boat, can come in handy. They provide light pressure and are great for holding items stationary, such as tablecloths on a windy day.
I knew it. I knew I was using the wrong clamp, you know, because what people don't understand is that most problems in this world can be solved with a clamp. The trick is to know which clamp to use. I mean, for example, what if you find a greasy mess? I mean, how are you going to clean that up? What clamp do you use? Imagine yourself standing there in the kitchen and suddenly a Kirk Cameron shows up. Look at that greasy mess. What clamp do you use on a Kirk Cameron? Boy, is he gonna get it now. Look at that greasy mess.
Boy, are you gonna get it now.
What? Look at that greasy mess you made. Our mom just drove up.
Give me something fast.
How about a clamp, Kirk? Except you don't know what clamp you need. You need more clamp education. Clampucation. You gotta ask yourself, is there really any situation, any type of problem that you cannot solve without a clamp? I mean, with a clamp, is there any problem, is there any situation in which you have a banana that you don't need a clamp?
No.
Or a clamp of banana?
Banana, no.
That's why you need an uncle grandfather to teach you the right kind of banana.
No.
Because if you don't know which kind of banana to use in any given situation, the whole project will get screwed up. I mean, do it right the first time, duh. And yeah, just hold on a second. I know what you're thinking. I know what you're thinking. You're thinking, but Tobe, what about France? Yeah, well, what about France? They do have clamps in France. And I know where you're going with this. You're thinking to yourselves, yeah, but what clamp do you use when you're making Pomme Dauphine? Again, that's going to depend on a number of factors. Oh, but it's too late. Oh my God, look out, French people are coming.
Alors, il y a deux choses, il y a à la fois des pommes de terre que tu as cuites.
And the French people are teaching us how to cook. They're teaching us traditional French cuisine cooking techniques like stirring and le deuxième œuf. Watch out for the eggs. Oh, now he's going to add the water. Here comes the butter.
Je mets mon beurre.
Oui, c'est le beurre.
En morceaux.
Le beurre en morceaux.
Et je vais rajouter
Marcel Marceau.
Pincée de sel.
And there's a pinch of salt.
Hop. Voilà, allez hop. On porte à ébullition et le temps que ça chauffe,
d'accord.
Je prends les pommes de terre. Alors on a pris des pommes de terre à chaque
oui,
farineuse.
Oui, j'ai une pomme de terre.
Elles sont vraiment, vraiment super farineuses. On les met dans le petit moulin à purée, à la fine.
Grind it up. Get your potato ricer. Does every French person own a potato ricer? That can't be a real thing. That has to be a French stereotype. That's got to be a stereotype. Okay, now here's the secret techniques we've been waiting for. Look at this. He's stirring. This is a secret French cooking technique.
Look, ça, si c'est pas bien bouillant.
Look at that, c'est bien bouillant. Mix it up well.
Voilà, et maintenant tu vas m'incorporer des œufs dedans.
Ah, but they're gonna. See, the problem is they're gonna break out the œufs. Here come les œufs. First, le premier œuf, then the deuxième œuf, and then the troisième œuf. Oh, they're breaking the œuf.
Voilà, tu peux séparer la masse comme ça.
Here we go.
Là, on fractionne, et là.
Absolutely.
On incorpore. Allez, le deuxième, on y va.
Oh, there we go.
Clac, 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 je fractionne.
Here comes another egg.
Allez, on incorpore le troisième.
Le troisième.
Voilà, impeccable.
Oh, now see. You can watch these guys mix their mashed potatoes up with their pot au chou all day. And are they ever going to use a clamp? No, unless you think a potato ricer is a clamp. And it kind of looks like a clamp. It's got a little thing you can turn. And it does apply pressure to potatoes through some little holes. All of this just for some pomme dauphine. And look at that
Boy,
mess.
Boy, are you going to get it now?
What?
Look at that greasy mess you made. Our mom just drove up.
Give me something fast.
Clamp.
Here, 409 works fast.
Yeah?
Before you start to wipe.
409 special grease dissolvers cut through grease fast.
Hurry.
409 is so effective, it starts to work before you start to wipe.
Hey, that shines. What have you two been up to?
Mm-hmm. Oh, nothing, Mom. We're just hanging out in the kitchen learning about clamps. Such as the pipe clamp.
A pipe clamp, like this, is used where you need to apply heavy-duty pressure.
Oh.
Because it won't bow, and its clutch and release won't give away.
Clutch.
You can swap out the span of a pipe to adapt it for long distances, and reverse the clamp to use it as a spreader. You'll use these a lot in remodeling or woodworking.
But what about cleaning up a greasy mess that Kirk Cameron made and our mom just pulled up? I mean, can a pipe clamp really help me with that? I don't think so. Oh, all this clamp business is such a mystery. Let's just go to some clamp music. Yeah, you didn't know there was clamp songs, did you? Yeah, there are. By The Clash. Clamp Down.
long, get long.
We're looking for a clamp down.
Ha! Long, get long.
We're looking for the clamp down.
Yeah, I'm working hard in Harrisburg. Working hard in Petersburg.
We're looking for the clamp down. We're looking for the clamp down.
Ha! Get long, get long. Begging to be melted down. Get long, get long.
Yes, that was, of course, Clamp Down by The Clash. One of my very favorite, if not my most favorite, clamp-related song. Song about clamps, clamping, or other clamp-like services. A lot of people don't appreciate clamps for what they are. A lot of people don't appreciate that they wouldn't be where they are without clamps today. And, you know, we're... Who do we thank for clamps, anyway? Oh, I know who we thank. It's Baby Pippa. Yeah, somebody just showed up late. Look who showed up 15, 16 minutes late. I'm sitting here drinking tea, trying to learn about clamps. And then somebody shows up. Hi. Hi. You've been sleeping. Somebody's been a little bit lazy, baby, today, so... Okay, come on, I'll get the kitty banky pit ready. We're going to do some kitty business, so you get in there. Now, what do you think, Pippa? What's your favorite kind of clamp? Do you like clamps? Do you like clamps? She says, what the hell is a clamp? Well, that's a good question. I'm so glad you asked.
A bar clamp is similar to a pipe clamp, but lighter. You'll use these for all kinds of repairs where you need to let glue set up.
Yeah, I do like to glue things a lot, so obviously I'm going to need a lot of bar clamps. You want a good bar clamp, Pippa? Do you like bar clamps? Pippa likes bar clamps, but Pippa is asking me, yes, but where does a bar clamp go to drink? Do they go to a tavern? Do clamps go to the tavern? Do clamps go to the pub? Oh, Pippa, that... What are you doing? Pippa says, I'm not in the kitty clamp business. Well, you should be in the kitty clamp business. Everybody needs clamps. You know, if only the Romanov family would have had clamps, you know, maybe they would have survived. Maybe Anastasia would be with us today. Anastasia needs a clamp. What is that weird music? But that's neither here nor there. Have you ever noticed that there's no such thing as an Anastasia clamp? I know, weird, right? So let's have a Doke Doc. A Doke Doc with the Rolling Stones. Sympathy for the clamps. I mean, for the devil, who probably has some clamps in his clamp closet in hell.
Change.
Oh, listen to him go. Oh, listen to little Mick, little Sir Mick running around. Woohoo, what's his name? Well, clearly he's a guy who doesn't know the first damn thing about clamps. I personally think I need some more helpful tips about clamps.
Here's some more helpful advice about clamps.
You got girlfriend, Vietnam?
No, but I got clamps. Why doesn't anybody ever ask me, hey, baby, you got clamps, Vietnam? Wars have been fought over lesser conflicts. This is why you need more helpful advice and tips about clamps. But the weird part of it is everybody needs a specialized clamp. Some people need like a pipe clamp or a bar clamp. Some people need something weird like a banana clamp. Is that even a thing? Banana clamp?
Banana.
Okay, it's pronounced banina. Banana clamp?
Banana.
Okay, but so there's those clamps. And then there's those weirdos who always need like the corner clamps. Somebody's always going to need a corner clamp. And things start to get weird. I need advice and helpful tips, just like everybody else in the world.
Here's some more helpful advice about clamps.
Thank you.
Heavy-duty clamps can crush the surface you're clamping.
Oh.
A quick solution to this is slipping a shim under the clamp before tightening.
A shim.
A corner clamp or band clamp helps when you can't use a standard clamp.
The what? The band clamp? A band clamp? A band clamp? You know, this one time at band clamp, I put my flute in my... But don't ever try that at home, kids. The problem is, you don't ever want to use your tools improperly. You don't want to use your clamps in the wrong way. You'll just make a mess. And look at that greasy... Boy, are you going to get it now. How do you get your Kirk Cameron so clean, Mr. Lee?
Ancient Chinese secrets.
My husband, some hotshot. Here's his ancient Chinese secret.
A bar clamp is...
Okay, wait a minute. Your husband's ancient Chinese secret is a bar clamp? Well, yes, it's true. I actually knew that. Among other things, like gunpowder and movable type and Berkshire Hathaway, the bar clamp was actually invented by the Chinese over 4,000 years ago. A lot of people don't know that. Oh, clamps. You gotta love them. I don't know what I've been told, but maybe I need some more tea. What are we doing? What is happening here? Okay. Obviously, we're not going to get anything else constructive done today. But we might be able to get some construction done now that we've learned everything there is to know about girlfriend Vietnam. And you thought I was going to say banana na 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 na. Of course I'm not going to say banana na 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 na. What I've got to say is that today is Friday. So coming up here in about 2 minutes, a little more than 2 minutes, you will be able to hear Something Blue with Harry Larry right here on Anon Radio. That's coming up at 2000 hours. Right after the Dubious Goals Committee. And that right after you learn everything you've ever wanted to know about clamps. Well, what else is going on? I've had a weird day. I'm still not totally 100% all the way getting my act together, but nobody cares. I've got some weird stuff I gotta do a little bit later. I gotta find some kind of food and to eat for lunch, and I know what you're thinking. You're thinking, Tob, why don't you just call Uncle Grandfather and have him bring over some clamps and maybe a girlfriend Vietnam, and then maybe we can all eat some banana na 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 na.
Banana na na.
It'll be a banana na na party.
Banana.
That'd be a banana na party. But regardless of any banana na 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 na, I gotta get out of here. You've been listening to the Dubious Goals Committee, blah, 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 bye.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.